is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
But really, dude, at the end of the day, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, Rhys Hoskins ended up winning a game by himself the next day with three hits, a bomb. You know, drove in three or four runs. Like, you know, I mean, pick your spots. I don't think the crime warranted the sentence. And I'm in love with this guy. Coming in hot, Chichi, after opening weekend. Let's go, brother.
Dude, full series in the books. You know, a lot of, like, hot takes already. But, dude, you and I grind through the offseason just trying to figure out what to talk about in baseball. I love that this is our first day of the year where we can lock in. Stuff's happened. We can
rest. Yes. It's great.
Feeling it. All right.
Well, you know, yeah, now the hits count. We've been talking about spring training for 30 days. Now when you're watching guys play, and even they're excited that these hits count, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? I think this show will be brought to you by a lot of the teams Sean Casey has worn a uniform for, because they are the teams to talk about right now. We're going to get to the Pirates. We're going to get to the Reds. But let's start with the Yankees, dude, because Yankees-Astros – that's about as good of a rivalry as there is right now. We talked about it last week on the very first game the Yankees won, how fired up they were to win just on opening day. Dude, they took it to the Astros. They came back in multiple
first three games. They came back after the sixth.
Yeah, I mean, there's some crazy, crazy stats on how that has not happened to start a season in years and years and years, decades. They look good, dude. Those are your guys. You were in the room before Soto got there. And by the way, Soto is everything. He's everything.
Soto is as advertised. I mean, you talk about big hits. Crap. Dude, in the game yesterday, they were trying to – Hader was actually trying to pitch around him, which is incredible because Judge's going to get so many more pitches this year too. If Soto's hot, they're going to – you know, and Hader was really kind of dancing with him, got the 3-2. Dude, that ball he hit the left – to put them up 4-3 was 4 inches off the plate.
And it was
not a strike.
It looked like an easy – it looked like a
– yeah, he just touched it. Line drive to left. He knew it was a hit. You know, the big throw he had in – I think it was game one or game two. You know, he's hit a home run already. I mean, he's on fire, dude. And he's a tough out. He walks. It's a tough at bat. You know, so Soto is – and you know, when the Yankees go 4-0 – and Judge hasn't even, you know, really come out yet. I mean, watch out, dude. Aaron Judge would put your whole team on your back. That's how good he is. You know what I mean? So, like, you know.
Let me ask you about another guy who's put the team on his back. Oswaldo Cabrera, bro. Like, like on fire. And that's with LeMahieu down. I mean, they just hit everything perfectly in that first week. And we talked about they're going to need to bang a little bit to get back to when Cole gets there and their pitching is healthy. But I also got to say, Marcus Stroman looked really good.
Yeah, Rodon looked good.
And you know what?
And Nestor too.
Yeah, and they all went down early. All the pitchers had little struggles early, but they hung in there. So very good.
Clark Schmidt went 5 1/3.
Yep.
You know, and only give up 3 runs. So he looked good too. The bullpen's been really good. You know, and I think, go back to game four. Think about what Brian Cashman's done kind of putting this team together. In the top of the ninth, Soto comes up with that big hit to make it 4-3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Clay Holmes put the first two guys get on with Holmes. Altuve comes up. So you got to run the gauntlet. Altuve, Alvarez, Tucker. Altuve comes up, hits a rocket down the third base line. Birdie comes up with the play who they just got in a trade, right, from the Marlins.
Yep.
In that three-way deal for Ben Rorvit. Makes the diving play, steps on third, bam, saves everything. Next, Pedro Alvarez hits a bomb to left center. Jordan Alvarez hits a bomb to left center, right at the wall. Judge makes the play, throws it in, boom, we got first and third. And then Tucker comes in, hits a rocket to left, looks like it's going to tie the game.
And who makes the play?
Verdugo comes flying in, makes the play. So Soto hit to put him up. Birdie with a diving play to save the game, and Verdugo sliding play to win the game.
Yeah, dude. I mean, good credit. Yeah, you're right to give him credit for, like, I mean, yeah, the new guys have, like I said, inserted a little life.
And Volpe had a huge series too. You know, you talk about the three walks in the first game. You know, all his at bats look good. He homered in game three. But just, dude, for him, if you go back to his early minor league days, dude, this guy could flat out hit. And all of a sudden, you know, I think they wanted him to be a home run hitter or something, which he's not. Like, let him be a good hitter. Let him get on base. Let him find ways to kind of set the table for guys. And him, he was hitting six for most of the series too. So, like, I just love that too. Like, if Volpe becomes a factor in that lineup, dude, that's incredible. So, you know, there's so many. You talked about Oswaldo Cabrera getting the chance to play because LeMahieu has a little hairline fracture in his foot. You know, the fact that he had two big home runs and all the things he did. I mean, just, you didn't think you'd be talking about those guys. You thought you'd be talking Soto, and you're going to be talking Judge, and obviously Stanton doing his thing. But, you know, for guys like Volpe and Cabrera and then Birdie, you know, Verdugo, man, if those guys are just playing good baseball, this team is so much deeper top to bottom, dude.
I think you nailed it. There's not much else to say. All right, so let's move on to another one of the Sean Casey hats that he probably has in there. Pittsburgh Pirates are also 4-0, bro. The Buccos, let's go. We need them to be good, dude.
Stadium
in the country, so.
Dude, don't sleep on the Buccos, Chinchy. I mean, you know, listen, I know it's the Marlins, but to win four games against – to sweep a four-game series – against any big league team is super hard to do. And the Buccos found a way to do it. Their bullpen was lights out. But the one guy that I want to kind of look at is this Jared Jones, who's one of their top prospects who made the team out of spring training. This guy was absolutely dominant in his first big league start. I mean, just nasty fastballs, got great, you know, secondary pitches, you know, young kid with, you know, 22 years old. You know, you talk about him. Paul Skeens is dominating down AAA. I can't imagine he's going to be down there too long. I mean, they're trying to start his clock a little later, so it's going to be probably a month. But Paul Skeens comes up, and Mitch Keller, 1-2-3 in that rotation with that bullpen, and obviously the lineup swung the bat, you know, pretty good, you know, in the first series. With that pitching, the Pirates have a chance to hang around.
That's
what it looked like from this first series.
I totally agree with you. I can't wait till Skeens comes up because him and Olivia Dunn, the girl that's in Sports Illustrated, like, they're going to be the new Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm not going to lie. I'm just throw that out there. I know that's not a real stat. But, dude, what else do you like about this Bucks team? What do you think about, you know, they're deep. I feel like they're kind of deep for a team that, you know, we haven't talked about in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I felt their lineup, obviously Brian Reynolds, Cabrian Hayes, man. If you watch this guy, you have to appreciate Cabrian Hayes, you have to watch the Buccos every day. He plays a gold glove third base, maybe the best third baseman in the game. And, dude, he's a solid big league hitter, man. He'd like to see him have a little more power, but this guy can hit. He's a line-to-line guy. And when he gets hot, he gets hot. Like right now, he's hitting, you know, after that first series, over 1,000 OPS, 444. I know we're kind of jumping the gun a little bit here with being excited, but we're excited for the first weekend. But some of these guys, I mean, Swinski's got big time power. Rowdy Tellez, you know, a new addition to them, came up with a huge 3-run homer late in that game in the seventh. Huge 3-run homer. I think it to make it a 1-run game. You know, top to bottom, man, they're not bad, man. They signed Michael Taylor too, has come out the gates pretty hot. So that lineup is a lot better, but you know they've done a great job with that pitching, dude. The pitching is the real deal, and like I said, when Skeens gets up there, you're looking at a three-headed monster. That's pretty legit.
Yeah, very legit. All right, let's keep going with the Sean Casey love fest, dude. The Cincinnati Reds 1-1, bro. You were there for the first game. Obviously, your head was in the clouds throwing out the first pitch, but like,
yeah,
dude. Nick Martini, top five name in baseball, yeah. Two bombs over the week. He was 4-for-8. Just take me through what you think about this team.
Wow, man, this team's good too, man. They really are. And then when they get Nick Lodolo back, you know, that lefty, I mean, he's probably might have the best stuff in that rotation. But you got Green, you got Frankie Montas, you signed, you got Abbott, you got Ashcraft, you got, you know, Lodolo coming back, you know, top to bottom. They pulled it off yesterday, bro. They scored three runs in the ninth to win it. Jonathan India came up with a big double. Will Benson came up with a huge two-run bomb to tie it. And then Christian Encarnacion Strand got his first hit of the season, bro. Was a walk-off Jimmy Jack to win it 6-5 for the Redlegs, man. They got a good team. The Nationals put up a good fight. Obviously, the Reds ended up being 2-1 in that series. But, you know, my man Jake Fraley came out another three hits yesterday, hitting only over 625. Is that good to start the season? So, dude, they got a good team. They got good pitching, too. So that's two teams we named in the NL Central. Right. You know, and look at the Brewers. Then when we were talking about the Brewers, too, the Brewers come out the gates, sweep the Mets. They go 3-0, so they got a good team, too. So be interesting because I think the NL Central is always the one that, oh, the NL Central and the AL Central, AL and AL Central, which usually it is true, but maybe it's turning that corner and the NL Central's, you know, got some teams to be reckoned with.
Yeah, which, by the way, it's hard to tell me this as a player. Like, it's got to be really important. I know it's only the first weekend of the season, but to come out with wins in those games that you were either losing, like you saw the Yankees do it, like, come out with a couple wins. You're going to need those wins on a back end of the season if you're in a tight race, right? We don't talk about them. Like, we're not, like, MLB Network in August isn't really going to talk about the second game win that a team had, but it really does mean something to just get a W on a board, right?
Chinchy, I mean, how many times at the end of the year, you know, oh, they're half game up with two to play, or how many, you don't think about the first series where, you know, you look at the NL West or AL West right now, Astros, it'll be the only time they're the last place in the West. They're 0-4. They're dead last. But then you look at the Yankees are 4-0. You don't think those games are going to matter at the end of the year? Of course they are. We all know it. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
you know, it's the first weekend. You're like, hey, you're getting my feet wet. Well, dude, I mean, I remember with the 99 Reds, we got to go to a one-game playoff. 162 games. We tie with the Mets, have to go a one-game playoff, you know, game 163. And, like, you look back at some of the games in April, you go, oh, man, how did we lose that game? Or I can't believe we didn't, you know, figure it out. We had the bases loaded in the third on April 5th. We couldn't, you know, bases loaded twice, third, fourth. We lost 4-3. You know, stuff like, you look back at that at the end of the year because it's crushing.
That stinks. That's kind of, yeah. But yeah, I mean, they're all rolling. Let's get back to those Brewers and the Mets on both sides. Obviously, tough start to, you know, his coaching career for Carlos Mendoza, but they were in every game. There were a lot of positives. Actually, shockingly enough, in the New York papers, they're going more towards a positive with the Mets. Like, hey, this looked good. This guy looked great. Wow. This guy, whatever. But on the flip side, the Brewers flat out took it to him. Yelich is lighting it up. By the way, go back and watch our show with Yelich from preseason.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, he's locked in. And then there's, of course, the play at second base. McNeil. I mean, just go. Take it from there. What's your thoughts on the play, the reaction, how it all played out over the next couple? Well,
I think Jeff McNeil was a way overreaction on that play. I mean, Reese Hoskins came in. He still could keep his hands on the base. He was, you know, slid in. Maybe did he slide a little past? Yeah, a little bit. But nothing malicious. It wasn't like a hard slide trying to take out McNeil. I think it was a little bit of an overreaction on McNeil's part. Then he freaks out. We got the benches clear. But really, dude, at the end of the day, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, Reese Hoskins ended up winning a game by himself the next day with three hits, a bomb. You know, drove in three or four runs. Like, you know, I mean, pick your spots. I don't think the crime warranted the sentence for McNeil, right? I don't think it was. I think it was. You know, Reese Hoskins stole a Snickers bar to 7-Eleven, and they tried to give him the electric chair.
That's a great analogy.
You know what I mean? It was ridiculous.
That's a great analogy. My analogy before when we were talking was, remember when you were a kid and, like, you know, like gym class or whatever, and you're playing touch football. And you know that one guy touches you, you know, it's like rough touch and you kind of go down and you want to kill him. But all he did was just play the game the right way. I kind of think Reese Hoskins was playing the game the right way. It's also not illegal. So he technically did nothing wrong. You could think it's Bush League, but what are we out there doing? You know, we're playing touch football. At least let him play rough touch.
And not. Yeah. And the umps decided it, no foul.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they actually looked at it looking for something, nothing.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just recapping everything right now. Overall, I got the standings up here. We got the Yankees 4-0. We got the Tigers 3-0. We got the Pirates 4-0. Brewers 3-0. And those are the most only undefeated teams. White Sox look kind of troubling. Astros are not an 0-4 team. The Mets are not, I don't think, like an team at 0-3. And, you know, the Rockies, you never know what the Rockies.
Did you say the Tigers are 3-0?
Tigers are 3-0. They got young bucks out there. They were out there with D-Row today, a couple of the guys. They just, it's on MLB Central. They look like a fun team to watch this year. And I don't think I don't think they
young
were the team everybody was in love with, like, going into the season. But, hey, they're up. Guardians are good, too, by the way.
Guardians are good, too, yeah. This is, it's fun to overreact on the first weekend, isn't it?
I love it.
It's great. We have something to talk about.
Yeah, you know what we should do on Friday? I used to do this when I was at the network as, like, a goofy gag. Like, after the first week of the season, projections, like, somebody's going to be on pace or on pace to have 76 saves by the end of the first week. Somebody's going to be on pace to hit 84 home runs by the end of the first week, because you get those guys that come out super hot, and it's just fun to take a look at. But
it's great.
You love coming out hot if you're a hitter, man. Like, you got it. You feel really good when you start your season, you know, I don't know, 10 for 20 rather than 2 for 20. It changes the whole dynamic of your season, doesn't it? I know it's
not- I was just telling my son Jake, because he had come out the gates, you know, slow with Kent State. Now he's kind of getting things going, but you still look up, you see 220. I remember I come out the gates. I've had come out years where in June I'm hitting 400, literally 400 for a few years. And then I remember in 2007 with the Tigers, I hit 120 in April with no RBIs. Dude, it was incredible. And in May, I think I hit 450. But then, you look up and your average is at 180, 190. You're like, no one knows you're hitting 450, but you. Everyone's like, this guy's having a terrible year. I'm like, I'm hitting 450 this month. You know what I mean? But, like, when you come out the gates, you want to come out the gates hot as a hitter, man. You do not want to come out cold, because you're always climbing the mountain, it seems, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and these days, the jumbotrons are so
huge. Big.
Stadiums. When you go up to the plate and you see your face with 196, that's got to be like,
It's like deflating, dude. You just want to corona. But you want to scream at the rooftops if you are getting hot. Mm. Look at the last 10 games. I'm hot.
Nice. All right. Yeah. So we're in a zone now. I'm so happy we can do this every day. We don't have to sit here BSing
and make stuff up. Tomorrow. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Great, dude.
Awesome, man. Awesome, brother. Hey, man, have a great rest of the day. Good night to your Monday. Everyone out there, thanks for listening. Don't forget about that Casey signed Yankee jersey. We're hoping to get as soon as we get to that 4,000 subscribers, download and subscribe and have a chance to win number 72. I always say it was Mantle and Jeter equaled Sean Casey as the hitting coach for the Yankees. Oh, my God. So good.
Perfect.
So,
all right, great.
Subscribe and download. You want that jersey. Chinchy, I love you, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.